When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For millions of students, spring is crunch time for college admission decisions. It's the culmination of 10-plus years of early mornings, long days, and lots of studying. In many ways, it can feel like nothing else matters but this make-or-break decision. And this is just one part of the larger problem within the system. This chronic pressure to succeed academically has long-term consequences, says Anna Homayoun, an academic advisor and early career development expert.
I had a parent call my office 3 weeks ago, and her daughter had always done academically really well in school, and then ended up getting into a college and going to that college, a very highly prestigious college that parents are very excited about her attending. And she's now on academic probation a year later because many of the life skills, so getting herself up, getting to class, managing her meals, making sure she takes her medicine, making sure she's turning in her work, being able to organize and prioritize her time, she really is struggling with.
Homayoun works with countless teens and early career professionals who are academically bright but struggle severely with basic social and life skills. She says that as a society, we put a huge emphasis on academic achievement, yet gloss over the fundamentals that are key to long-term happiness and success.
Just simply getting up, waking up, having a morning routine, and getting where you need to be on time is actually really undervalued.
And it's not just parents who are at fault here. It's the system itself that's so purely focused on academic and extracurricular markers of success. For many high-achieving students, this means there's little time to do much of anything else. To counteract this, Homayoun recommends that every parent do an audit. This means asking, what are the tasks that I routinely take care of that my child eventually needs to learn how to do themselves? This is probably a long list, but can include life tasks like learning to cook, paying a bill, getting an oil change, and so on. This list should also cover soft skills like being on time or staying organized.
I usually recommend getting together, both creating lists of, you know, the parent saying, okay, these are the things that I'm doing. The child saying, okay, these are the things my parent or caregiver takes care of. And then having the child decide what are one or two things that I'm going to take responsibility for, whether that is doing my laundry, whether that is getting up and getting ready for school and getting my morning routine down without any reminders, whether it is doing homework without distractions. You know, every kid is different. Every kid within a family is different.
Even if you don't have kids, you might realize that you yourself do the same thing. Many of us unconsciously lean on a partner or family member for certain tasks. Now is the best time to step outside of that comfort zone and take on an unfamiliar chore. Homayoun points out that practicing social skills also fits within this scope.
Right now, I'm working with a lot of recent college graduates who are having a really tough time having those informational interviews for jobs, because the idea of meeting someone new and trying to have a conversation with them, even for 15, 20 minutes, seems like a boulder, right? And so we want to lower what I call the activation energy, the amount of energy it takes for you to do something like that. And practice really makes it a lot easier.
The reality is that most young people aren't getting enough face-to-face interaction. A 2022 survey published by the nonprofit research firm Common Sense Media found that kids between the ages of 8 and 12 spend about 5.5 hours in front of a screen. For teens ages 13 to 18, the average was 8.5 hours.
What's really key to remember is that we as adults model these skills. We know the research shows that there's increased loneliness across basically all age levels, and that kids really want to feel connected, but often they don't know how. family modeling is really important. So when you go to an event, how do you interact or engage with people you don't know, right? How big is your social circle? Do you have conversations, even small talk conversations, with people you engage with on a low stakes level? So maybe it's the person that walks the dog and you see them every day, or maybe it's the barista at the coffee shop. Are you engaging in a way that is, you know, positive and uplifting? And it doesn't mean we always have to be on and having all these conversations, but it does mean that we need to make sure that every child has the opportunity to practice their small talk skills.
When Homa Yoon works with school districts, she goes in and puts this social experiment into practice.
I encourage kids, when they start a new school year or if they start a new school, to make the goal of introducing themselves to 3 to 5 new people each week. And when I have brought that into middle schools, I have gone at the beginning of the year and I've talked to all the students. I had a principal call me 6 months into the school year, and she said, this has totally changed the way kids are engaging with each other, because they're now going out of their way, not just to introduce themselves to their classmates, but also to the teachers. And to, I have kids coming up to me. And it, the whole thing about introducing yourself to 3 to 5 new people each week is it goes beyond the, hi, how are you? Where did you go to elementary school? And it's really about having, you know, a several question or several minute conversation with new people.
So whether it's time spent socializing in person or on basic life chores, practice makes perfect. There are always going to be external pressures and challenges, but creating a solid framework of skills early on is vital. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Anna Homa Yoon, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out her book, Erasing the Finish Line, now available in select stores and online. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Hey, it's your girl Lonnie Love, and this segment is brought to you by Metamucil. Are you ready to take charge of your digestive health? I know I am. That's why I'm teaming up with Metamucil for the 2-week challenge. Metamucil's 4-in-1 fiber helps promote regularity. Unlike many fibers, Metamucil's psyllium fiber gels to trap and remove waste from your digestive system, helping you feel lighter and more energetic after just 2 weeks. Try the Metamucil 2-week challenge today. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on Viewpoints.
Large parts of the coastal area have become very difficult to live in, to grow things in, and to also get fresh water and so on.
What will happen when poorer countries begin collapsing from the effects of climate change? Then,
soul music is really the context in which white America is introduced to the black church tradition.
In the 1960s, 2 record labels shaped the sound of soul music. But the story of Stax and Motown also tells the story of civil rights. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.